The kindergarten daven sefer Shabbos daf tzadi beis begin the amid beis begin the tez the masal that begins words of the Gemara. V'imtim tzalemi, if you're going to say anchi hutzel oisin kain, that this is what the people in hutzel do, well batel daven etzkaladim, then their opinions, their customs are nullified regarding to all the other people in the world. Shabbos come to explain exactly when do we go after the custom of a minority and when do we say like an arsugi batel daven etzkaladim. Because Taisa says, Mashmid sounds like from our Gemara, the Al Asra, that even for a community, Nami Amr, the Batla Dayan, we say that their opinion, their custom, like here, the people of Hutzel that they carry in their head, their custom is nullified, and it's not a normal way of carrying, and one wouldn't be chai. And became Beresh B'chol Ma'arvin, so too in the beginning of Perpim called Ma'arvin, Erevin, Daf Chavchazim, and Al Park, the Gemara asks, well, Bavel, Havarub, the Alma, you think Bavel is the majority of the world? I, Batan, Bechulu, I will learn the Bryce, etc. Became Basach, Park, so too later on, the Gemara asks a similar question, Uparso, Havarub, the Alma, you think the Persians are the majority of the world? And since the majority of the world, let's say in that case, they don't eat roasted meat without bread, why would that be considered a significant thing itself? So you see that, yeah, we even say batel daven etzkaladim even on a community. But Vakasha, but the Gemara finds, but Taisa finds it difficult. Because the Perek Chav is the Gemara later on, the Kav Mem Dalma Beis, Kav Yishal Beis of Menashe, regarding the house of Menashe, the Ha'yisaych to be reminded, that they used to squeeze out even pomegranates, which creates significance regarding the Malacha of Schita. And therefore, we see that that's going to be a prohibition of Shabbos also, because that's are the types of fruits that are squeezed out. A parch in the Gemara asks, "Base Menashe Habrub the Amu, what the house of Menashe, the majority of the world, that should now make its normal thing to squeeze out, that should be schita of the biblical halacha." Mishani, and the Gemara says, "Yes." Because it's not in the Mishnah that says, if someone keeps thorns in the vineyard, that he's going to violate the halacha of Klayim. Why? Because in Arabia, they keep thorns for their camels, and therefore it's a significant thing, and therefore you see that even though it's a minority custom, that would be considered a valid salient point for halacha. That the Gemara asks, a parach mitam, the Gemara asks, is that comparable? Aravya Asruhu, Arabia is a community, is a place. Hacha batel daven etzkaladim, here is one person in his household. Of course you can say batel daven etzkaladim. But one thing we see is that when it comes to community, that we don't say batel daven etzkaladim. We're only going to say by individual. That contradicts what we said up until now. So it says, if you're saying what you can say is, it's not difficult. The Hasam Chashav Minig Aravya, there, it's considered a significant custom of Arabia. Why? Even though it's one place, because even the whole world also, had they had an abundance of camels like they have in Arabia, they would also sustain thorns and utilize it for their camels. And therefore, even though they don't have, but that's still considered a significant thing to be a halach of climb. Of the base of Menashe, the Chad Gavri, regarding the house of Menashe, that was one person. But Ladai would say his opinion is nullified. Yeah, even though if they would have so much pomegranates like he had, they would use it to squeeze out the juices. But still, we're going to say that that's not going to be considered valid just because he's an individual. But regarding our sugya, when it's a foreign deviant custom, where even if there was the majority world wouldn't do it, therefore, that's why we're saying to the Anshi Hutzel that we can say batel daven etzkaladim, even though they're a location, but if it's something that the world would do had they had, then we don't say batel daven like we say by Arabia. Ketunek says the Matzah, begins words of Gemara, B'yudam, he says, Av Makabli Pisakin. Also, those who accept the letters. Tell us exactly what is the Makabli Pisakin. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that also Makabli Pisakin, they're chayiv for their Hatzah, even though it's not what you intended. So Mefarsh Rabbeinu Shmuel, he explains, Shiesh Adim Emunah L'Machdeh, there's someone in charge for the king, Shanaisi Pesachin Shal Machdeh, which he carries the letters of the king, Leida, these notes, to know Minyan Gibayrib, the amount of his warriors, V'chayolib, and the soldiers, the basic choice of, and how many storehouses he has, V'naisin B'kisein, they carry it in their purses, Hatluin Bazrayan, that they're carrying around themselves, and their belt. Ah, and though that belt, V'naisin Kisin Chayzrin, so these pouches, they turn around. Pam lefneim, pam lachrem, something goes in front, something goes in back. Oh, so that's like v'hamamam is doing this in the leil, shulchais, therefore Rebbe is comparing it exactly to the halakha of the talakama of those breeches, of those girdles that the women's wear, that it could turn from front to back. But the Tanakama, it doesn't say that that's normal to happen, and therefore it is not considered something that's normally turned around, that you should be chai from front to back or back to front. And Tosis clarifies, based on his interpretation of Rabbeinu Shmuel, that so this the Gemara brings that Tana, we learned the Braisa, explaining this halacha opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Shekin lav lori malchus oisikim, because the royal scribes, they do this. Claim what that means to say is, Shechayzer, that it goes, that their pouch goes behind themselves, their quill, the be'inan zem, my reisha the masni, because that's what the topic is told on the reisha. According to Rashi, it makes more sense, but according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, Tosfos explained what it means to say is that the inkwell also goes behind themselves, and again, it's the same idea that we're saying that it goes behind, And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda considers that as the same halacha as the girdle of the sinner. Yes, it's a contradiction. Whoever learned this one is not teaching this one. Now, Tais is bothered. If that's the case, in each opinion, if it is what we call a Tana Kama Nada, Tana Basra in our Mishnah, then each one should have said the big Chiddush. Now, the Gemara had asked the contradiction. In the Rishon, the Mishnah says if someone intends to take out this patch in front of him and goes behind him, he's Pater. Sounds like. But if he intended to go take it out behind him and it went behind him, he's Gemichai. Problem is, the Sefer says if he intended to take it behind him and went in front of him, he's going to be chayiv. Or it sounds like if he intended to take it behind him and it stayed behind him, he's going to be potter. Rabbi Elazar says, yes, Tavra, like our Tezer Masach quotes, whoever says this one doesn't say this one. Now, the Reisha and the Sefer are our contradiction because they're going like two different Tanoi. Tana Kama says you're potter by both, and Tana Basa says you're chayiv by both. The problem is, says Tezer, Tana Kama have a laminka, then the Tana Kama should have picked La'achro Vavola Lafon of potter. Instead of saying if you hold both your potter, you should have said the big chiddush. That even if you decided to put it behind you and went in front of you, you're going to be potter. Well, Tana Basa, the Machayev, and according to Tana Basa, the second Tana holds Yechayev by both. Have a little mikil of fun of Valachav. You should have said the other way around. You should have said if you tended even to put it in front and it ends up behind you, you're still going to be chayev. Dabar Rebusa Trevich, which is a big chiddush. And Tais says you're right. El Dahash Lo Yod Shish Bezishim Chilik. It's just at this point in the Gemara doesn't know any differentiation. In other words, now the Gemara thinks that it's the same thing and there's no difference. And therefore, they didn't ask according to Rabbi Elazar. It says whoever says this didn't say this. That according to him, it should have said a big chiddush. And but again, that is definitely a valid point about a difficulty. If we're going to say Mishnah Zanazu Leishanazu. So next Tais the Master begins with the Gemara Hala Achav Vala Achav Pater. But if he was putting it behind himself and it ended behind himself, then it sounds like it would be Pater. Chayes wants to know, you really could have given an answer of what's called Nasa. The Gemara asked, and the Reisha, like we said, the inference is that Lachar Vala Achrav is Chayev, but as Tais the Masl quotes, and the safe of the Mishnah sounds like that Lachar Vala Achrav, you'd be Pater. Tais says that Lael, previously the Gemara in the Tzadi Alvam Bey is Gabi Chizkia, Mishani Nasa. The Gemara has a similar type of question that says, oh, it doesn't mean that, it means it's as if. When she gives and she says that it's here also that we're saying that it's as if. So the question is here also you could have said that when you're intending to take it out behind you and it comes behind you, that it's as if you intended to take it out behind you and it came in front of you, that you're going to be chayiv. But not that it's really that's what it was, it's just as if. And then there wouldn't be a contradiction. That says Tais. But it become a duchti lemeshani. You're right, although that could be a valid answer and say it doesn't really mean to say that you put it behind you and ended up in front of you. It's like as if it ended in front of you and then for you be chayv. But the same thing is really for achim bolo achim. But many times the Gemara does not give, like in our case, it does not give that answer. Tinnik says the matzah begins with the Gemara, zein yachol v'zein yachol. If each one cannot carry it on their own and they carry it together, remember behud mechayim and they say that they're both going to be chayv. So, Tais explains. This is the Riva S. Amayla, meaning why don't we say that they should be exempt? Because Chatas Echadam Rachmano, when the Torah says Yechayv Chatas for your Isidere Isa, it says only one Karma Chatas, Velishnaim, Vishleisha, not two or three Karma Chatois, Kedomagabi Kaifer, like we say regarding Kaifer, which is if let's say there's an ox owned by two partners that gores and kills a person. The halach is that each one does not have to give his own independent Kaifer, the value of the dead person, because the Torah says one Kaifer and not more than one. You don't have to give two. So why don't we say the same over here when it says chat is only one and not two or three? How can we say each one's going to be chayiv? And that's the Tais in the first prepared dal v'hei that we explain in Baba Kama Dav Mem Amud Aleph, their Maskal Kaifer, which their Tais has two approaches. Either here it's different because when two people do it together, since they did it b'mezid, each one would be chayiv karas, so then they do b'shege, each one's going to have to bring his karma chatas. Or chat is different because it goes to Hashem. So in that particular, each one has to bring his own karma chatas. Whereas about Gabi Kaifer, which you're going to give it to your friend, it's not logical to say that you have to give him two or three times the amount, and that he should gain the fact that it happened to have been a partner, so that shouldn't be a reason that there should actually be greater liability, and that's why there's difference between over there Kaifer to over here by the karma chatas.